Before we get started, a quick disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is an offer or a solicitation to buy or sell any investment. With that, hello. Welcome to the Rangeley Capital Podcast. I'm Chris DeMuth. With me, as always, is my colleague and co-host, Andrew Walker. Today, we are discussing Dell. Founder Michael Dell and private equity partner Silver Lake took the company private in 2013. So this is a company that we have followed in various permutations for some time now. In 2016, they bought EMC for cash as well as a tracking stock. We were following it then too. A major part of EMC's value was its majority ownership of publicly traded VMware. A lot of moving parts to this story today. And the tracker was described as linked to VMware's business, but the contract gave Dell a lot of latitude in what he could do with it. Earlier this week, Michael Dell announced that he would be using that latitude, offering to exchange the tracker for a combo of cash or stock in Dell itself, subject to a proration. The offer describes the value as worth $109 per share, more than the market price for DVMT, the tracker, as they oft repeated, but less than the value of the VMware that it was originally described as tracking. Importantly, the deal requires approval by the majority of unaffiliated DVMT holders. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot to discuss there, but wanted to kind of start by laying out that history, how we got here. So first off, Andrew, before we have any concern for ourselves or other shareholders, let's spare a thought for Mr. Dell. How has he done? How have his private equity sidekicks done in this half decade or so that they've been private?
Yeah, so it's funny. When Michael Dell took the company private, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this, there were a lot of shareholders who were saying, you're stealing the company from shareholders. This is way too cheap. There was a very famous within the appraisal circles appraisal case where shareholders sued him and said, this is a breach of fiduciary duty. This was way too cheap. You owe us more money. And that case got very convoluted. Carl Icahn came out and was really protesting this. Dell ultimately had to bump his bid from like $13.65 to like $13.90 to get the deal done, a very small bump. But it turns out it looks like they were very much correct. There were a lot of moving parts. They had to put in more equity to get the EMC deal done. But I think everything I've seen says this was a home run of a return for Michael Dell and Silver Lake in taking Dell private and then buying EMC, probably somewhere between a 3 to 7x return, depending on how much equity they put in with the EMC deal.
And it was a big deal. So we're talking about a lot of bucks for Dell and for Silver Lake. Now that we've assured ourselves that they're doing fine. So I didn't want to, the company's named after him. He founded it. I didn't want to just gloss over this if he was impoverished by this, but good to hear he's fine out of it. Now let's turn to the poor outside passive minority investors. Will they go for this deal?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. I think this is a situation that is absolutely ripe for activism. Mm-hmm. I think you did a great job describing the overview, but you know, the way I kind of look at it is before this deal came in, DVMT was trading at $85 per share. It was supposed to be about a one-for-one tracker for VMware stock, which was trading at $145 per share. And Dell came out and said, hey, we're going to give you $109 per share to take you out. So I think there are a couple ways to look at it. There's the premium analysis and the value analysis. We'll start with the value. Mm-hmm. I think on a value at $109 per share, Michael Dell saying, hey, I'll give DVMT shareholders $24 per share of value. VMware was trading at $145, DVMT at $85. You get $24. I keep $36 per share for myself. 40-60 split. This was a controlled tracking stock. Call it a day there. I think that's the way he's framing it. And you know, if that was all there was to it, I would kind of say 40-60. Hey, maybe this wasn't great. Maybe I would have liked to get all $60 per share. But you know, 40-60, that's kind of at 50-50. He controls the process. Call it a day there. But you know, I'll kind of turn it over to you because I've been talking a lot. But I don't think it is a 40-60 split. I think that is the most generous way you could look at it from Dell's standpoint. For minority shareholders, I think it's much worse than that.
I agree. I think 109 is the most favorable way you could possibly describe it. They were clearly kind of lobbying for this description or marketing this description in the background materials of the deal. But if you look at how the market is thinking about it today, kind of backing into, you can flip it around a few ways, the market implied probability of different outcomes or the market implied value, and you look at how they're going to treat Dell itself, it is probably substantially less than 109.
Yeah. So I think the way is, you know, this is the famous thing. A company comes out and says, hey, we're going to give you $100 per share in value. And the devil is in the details. Like if it's $100 per share cash, then great, I'm getting $100 per share. But a lot of times you'll see, hey, we're going to give you $100 per share in equity or preferred stock or these bonds. It's like, well, those bonds, you might say they're $100 per share, but those aren't really $100 per share. Like those are discounted. The DVMT deal as structured is $45 per share in cash, which cash is cash, and then a equity ownership in the new Dell stake, which they're saying is worth, what is that, $64 per share. But the market is saying, no, this is worth maybe $50 per share. So the market's clearly heavily discounting that. DVMT is trading for $94 per share. So while Michael Dell might be saying, I'm giving you $109, the market's saying, no, he's giving you $95 per share.
And this is for a deal that could go both very quickly, and other than the vote itself, which would presumably increase, not decrease the value, has very low deal risk, meaning that the market's discount is on the value side, not on the process or timing side. You don't have to look far for an example of your point, looking at how discounted DVMT is itself from the 145 down to 85. What you're going to be left with is also going to be deeply discounted, not on a percentage basis that deeply, but you're giving up one discount for another. You're not giving up one discount for parity.
Just to wrap this up, I think Dell might be saying, hey, I'm giving you $109 per share. That's a 40-60 split of the value. I think shareholders can rightly say, no, the package you're giving me is $95 per share. 95 is $10 per share greater than 85. So what you're actually giving me is $10 per share while you're keeping about $75 per share for yourself. So that's maybe a 85 split right there.
Yeah, I think that's a fair description of what's being offered. If Dell fails to get the vote for this deal, or if they do not look like they are on track to getting the vote, and I believe when it was announced, they referred to having discussed this with holders, but I believe they have no outside holders committed to supporting this deal. I believe there have been no outside holders that have independently commented on their support. What are holders likely to ask for?
Yeah, so I think holders are likely to go back and say, listen, there was $60 per value. That's what you're saying. But if we really look at it, the moment that you said, hey, we're only taking over DVMT, we're not taking over VMware, the company itself, VMware stock went from $145 per share to $160 per share. So maybe there was $60 of value to split before, but as soon as it kind of became Dell doesn't touch VMware, all of a sudden there was $75 per share of value to create. So I think DVMT shareholders rightly can point to there is a lot of value here. There's even more value because VMware shares went up. I think they have some leverage here to push back on Dell. I'm happy to talk through both sides of leverage, but I'll flip it over to you for a second.
No, I think that's right. The question I wanted to ask is a follow-up to that, and then we can go back to the leverage point, is just thinking about the negotiating dynamics. If the shareholders approach this the way you just described, which seems very reasonable to me, both in terms of the math and in terms of the reasonably likely thing to ask at this point, either just through shareholders in aggregate, or if there's kind of an organizing, catalyzing activist, what would Dell say? Is this going to be a somewhat softball of where they kind of have planned to give a little bit of a bump, throw in $5 or $10 more? Is this a hardball where they would really fight for this deal? Or is it a super hardball where they'll come back threatening to walk and sort out DVMT years later?
You know, so I think Dell does have one big stick here. And that stick is DVMT's documents, and you alluded this to the opening, DVMT's documents do not say that DVMT gets one share of VMware eventually. DVMT's documents actually say if Dell IPOs, then they can force convert DVMT into normal Dell equity at a premium. The premium starts out at 20% and then drops over time to 10%. And I think Dell's going to go to DVMT shareholders and say, hey, this deal we're giving you, $109 per share, that's a 29% premium to where DVMT was trading beforehand. Take this deal or else we're going to go IPO and we'll force convert you later at a 10 to 20% share price. And who knows where the shares will be trading then, because everyone will know we're going to force convert you at someone. So I do think Dell has something of a stick there. Again, I think shareholders are going to push back and say, well, again, you might be saying $109 per share, but if we use the $95 per share value right now, you're actually giving us a 12% premium, not a 29% premium. So why would we take this to begin with? And then I think they're going to push back and say, look, there's a lot of value to be created here. If you do it right now, you capture that value immediately. You're guaranteed that value. If you try to pursue an IPO, who knows if you get the valuation you want? Clearly, the market is discounting Dell's equity more than clearly, the market's assigning a discount to where Dell thinks their equity would be worth. So you've got to go the IPO process. That's messy, that requires a lot of accounting. Do you really want to do that? So I think DVMT shareholders do have some leverage to counter that argument. I would expect them to push for a bump, and I think they will likely get a bump. And Dell's history suggests they would as well.
My sense is that's enough to get you within between the 40-yard lines of the actual value, not enough to get some huge win on either side. I think a huge delay plus an IPO would be a communication failure or somehow a failure of the shareholders to organize their interests, but that could happen. From there, let's bring in both the leverage point, and then I guess what I wanted to ask is, if they're willing to somehow split the difference between the value that holders might demand and the current deal, what is the best structure? What is the way to get the most value in a bump to the shareholders at the most efficient, lowest cost for Dell?
Yeah, so Dell is extremely levered, and I think Dell has a very high opinion of what their equity would be worth. Dell is performing pretty well. They're very levered, but they threw off tons of cash flow. I think they think that their equity is worth a lot more than the market thinks they would be. That suggests to me a bump should come in extra cash, right? But at the same time, Dell's extremely levered. I don't know if they can afford to shell out some extra cash. And when you look at the value that they're capturing by taking DVMT out at a big discount to VMware's price, if they increase their offer by 3-4%, so right now DVMT would get 21% of Dell. If they took it to 25% of Dell, yeah, they're issuing more equity. The equity's discounted compared to their valuation. But the value that they're capturing from taking VMware out at a discount is so dwarfed, so much dwarfs the value that they're giving out from a little bit of dilution. I think a little bit of an equity bump is what makes the most sense for all parties here.
You mentioned all parties. Does Dell and Silver Lake have fairly aligned incentives at this point? They've been through the same process, but Silver Lake has other things to do with their capital. This is presumably Michael Dell's singular focus.
It seems like they have fairly aligned incentives. You know, the press release and the presentation says both of them have agreed to a lockup. Both of them think Dell has a bright future. I think both of them think Dell's equity is undervalued. They really want to generate some cash flow, pay down some debt, and then a year or two, I think they'll reassess. But I think both of them are aligned in getting, first, capturing this DVMT VMware discount, and second, getting the equity price as high as they possibly can after that, after they pay down some debt. You know, I just want to turn one more second to a leverage point. I think there's one more piece of leverage that DVMT shareholders can push back. Dell's going to come and say, hey, DVMT shareholders, take this deal or else we're going to IPO, and then we'll force convert you at some point in the future in an IPO. And I think DVMT shareholders can rightly go to Dell and say, hey, you know, give us a better deal, because good luck going to the IPO market and saying, hey, we're an extremely levered company. We're IPOing for one reason, and that's because we want to go and force convert our minority DVMT shareholders. So, hey, give us some money right now so we can IPO, become minority shareholders in us so we can go screw other minority shareholders. But don't worry, we're definitely going to take care of you. I think that's a very hard pitch for Dell to go to the IPO market
with. Because then the whole thing starts to deserve, call it, a much larger discount, but that control discount goes to, I would say, at least 25%. You know, maybe you start looking at, is it 30-35% instead of 5-10-15?
Exactly.
And that increased discount, I mean, certainly I'd say that double-digit increase in the discount is huge bucks.
Exactly. And it just keeps increasing. It becomes this really circular thing. But the bottom line to me is, who's going to give Dell money in an IPO when he's only IPOing for the express purpose of going and screwing over some minority shareholders, especially with his history of maybe having screwed minority shareholders in the past? I just think that is a tough slog.
I think so too. You know, we're going to hear anybody who's listening, who's interested in this situation, we will be certainly hearing more about it very quickly. Sometimes we talk about something and it could be a year or 6 months. This is going to be just every day. There's going to be top of the full developments here.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, Dell, I mean, they said they're going to report Q2 results in September. They're going to have an analyst day. And I think that analyst day is going to be the key. I think they want to go to that analyst day, give a strong analyst day, get people maybe semi-excited about their equity, see if they can get their their implied equity value raise. And if they can do that, they've got some momentum to come to back to DVMT shareholders and say, hey, we're bumping our bid from, we called it 109 before, now it's 120. Let's call this a day.
Stay tuned. All the time we have for today. Before we hit our disclosures, a reminder, if you have any feedback for us, please feel free to email it at podcast@rangelycapital.com. We have some disclosures from today. We are long DVMT. I was long Dell, was long EMC, but now just DVMT on my end.
Perfect.